Groover Time on the Michigan Talk Network.
One of the more contentious political conversations in Michigan over the last handful of years has been over Line 5, the line that runs under the Straits of Mackinac, connecting the Upper and Lower Peninsula with an energy line that transfers oil in one direction and propane back in the other, and it's a multi-purpose line, but it's been the focus of environmental justice warriors saying that it's a problem, it's a hazard, it's dangerous because it's 6 decades old, and their concern, they say, is that it will at some point rupture and pollute the Great Lakes, which would not be, nobody wants that, obviously. So there's a new plan that's been put together with Rick Snyder's administration in the waning days of administration, an important deal put together with Enbridge, the company that a lot of people would like to demonize, but is a good partner with Michigan, with a lot of people here and a lot of business going on here, is Enbridge, a huge energy company out of Canada. And they say, you know what, we can fix this. We can build a tunnel under the Straits. We will invest $500 million of our own money, Enbridge said, and yet the state of Michigan can still own the new pipeline, which will be much safer. Stephen Claywell is the president of the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council, here to discuss this enormous project. Stephen, welcome to the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. I mean, this is a huge undertaking. Could take 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10 years to build such a thing. How big is this project when you look at it?
Well, when they're talking about 7 to 10 years, obviously that's all through the planning. The state last week released that, actually from shovel going in the ground to completion, they're looking at 3 to 5 years to complete the tunnel. But, it's a great opportunity for us.
So 3 to 5 actual construction years, but still, in the world of construction projects, that's Goliath, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That it will be a tremendous opportunity for the men and women in the state of Michigan.
When you talk about this, I have to ask. I mean, right now, there are construction jobs available all over the state, a lot of them going unfilled today because the demand for the jobs is there, but the people to fill them, the qualified people to fill them, it's difficult to do, isn't it?
It is. Right now, we're blessed with a lot of work, but that's created a lot of opportunity. Our affiliates are out actively recruiting, and there's a lot of opportunities in the construction trades for Michiganders at this present time.
Let me ask you about the complexity of this project with Enbridge. First of all, Enbridge, they get a lot of negative publicity, and I think some of it unfairly, clearly, because they get demonized a lot, and they're the big bad boogeyman for a lot of folks, but really they're a pretty good corporate partner. And the fact that they would reach out and say, listen, we'll put in $500 million, $500 million of our own money to build this, to make it so that everybody's happy with it. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Not only, them willing to reach into their pockets and make the investment, but more importantly, partner on a project that is the safest alternative to correct an issue as whatever side you are on Line 5. But, this is the safest proposal that we've seen at the present time to eliminate that problem and also create additional opportunities for other utilities.
And when you look at it, obviously, Stephen Claywell here, the president of the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council, from an engineering standpoint, I mean, this is going to be an amazing project from an engineering standpoint because the whole goal here is to create a structure that it will not be compromised so that energy can go back and forth between the Upper and Lower Peninsula. But in order to do this, I can only imagine the amount of time, design, the effort involved. I'm pretty impressed with just the mathematics that are going to be involved here.
Yeah, there's only been a few tunnels like this that have been done nationwide. So, it's definitely going to be an engineering marvel, and our men and women are definitely up for the task.
How many jobs are we talking about here, Steve? What do you have in mind as far as when the project ramps up in that 3 to 5 year phase of actual construction? How many people and what kind of jobs are we talking about?
Well, obviously, everything is still in the rough form, but based on the information that we've been provided currently, we're estimating right around 1,000 jobs.
1,000, and these are good jobs. I mean, these are good, high-paying jobs, are they not?
They are. They're definitely, journeyman equivalent jobs, but even more so, there will be opportunities for apprentices to, learn on a job like this.
And let me ask you this, because, and I come back to this because, you know, again, I look at Enbridge being a good neighbor here, being a good partner with the state, saying, listen, we understand the concerns, we understand the Great Lakes and how important that is to everybody in Michigan, and of course on the Canadian side of the line as well, and everybody all the way out the St. Lawrence Seaway to the Atlantic Ocean. If there was a spill, it would be critically impact all of those people. But how important do you think it is for Enbridge to do this, and how good of a partner are they to do this and to share the responsibility and then give ownership back to the state of Michigan?
Well, anytime anybody that's is willing to invest that type of money in a state, it's, you know, definitely there's a lot of questions that come with that. But we're looking at Enbridge and the state of Michigan as a partner in this. You know, our men and women that are parts of our affiliates, they live in Michigan, they hunt in Michigan, you know, they fish in Michigan. So, you know, to be a part of a project and to partner with somebody that is creating a solution that, you know, we feel protects the natural resources, because our men and women, you know, we do want investment in infrastructure, but we want to do it in a safe way. We live here, and we spend our money here, and we want a better Michigan for not only us, but our kids.
And not to mention the fact that, you know, we're sitting here with a corner on 20% of the world's fresh water. We understand how important, and I think it's important that you mentioned there, Stephen, we hunt here, we fish here, we partake, we swim, we boat. You know, we interact with the Great Lakes. We also interact with the 11,000 inland lakes and everything else that Michigan has to offer. So clean water, clean air, and a good, responsible corporate partner, I mean, it's indispensable. It's critical. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, voice our opinion and state, you know, where we're at on this. But, you know, we're excited about the opportunity. But what I would like to say in closing is, again, I'd like to just stress that the men and women of the Michigan building trades, we live here, we work here, we hunt here, we fish here. And, you know, we're definitely for jobs, we're definitely for investment in infrastructure, but we want to do it in the safe way, and we're as concerned about our natural resources as the environmental groups in the state of Michigan. But we believe that there is a safe way to make infrastructure investment in the state of Michigan, and to do it responsibly, and to make a better Michigan.
Great series of comments, Stephen. Very well put. A way to sum it up. Great job. Really appreciate you being here. And we look forward to having you back on the program, because we'll need updates from time to time. If it takes 7 to 10 years in planning and building and so forth, I'm sure you and I are going to get a chance to know each other along the way.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Stephen Claywell, president of the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council, talking about this whole plan between Governor Rick Snyder's administration and Enbridge. They're going to build this tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. And the reason being is to put to rest any fears or concerns that people have about Line 5, the infamous Line 5 having any issues and putting any pollution into the Straits of Mackinac. So obviously it is a it's a very big deal. It's $500 million. It'll take maybe 10 years through planning and construction. So we'll be keeping you updated along the way from start to finish. It's a free-for-all Friday. Now, when we come back, you might have heard there's a football game coming up this weekend in Spartan Stadium. Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports, will join me here. And don't forget on Monday, my exclusive interview with Steve Bannon here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't miss any of that. We'll be right back.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Mom, not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.